Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's right up my alley. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analytics, follows the National Football League. You can follow him at Sharp Football. And I clicked on the follow button today, Warren, because I love this stuff. I love analytics. I love looking at stuff and trying to figure out what I'm seeing in NFL football games. Give us a little feel for what you've seen so far the first 2 weeks this season.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Chris. I've seen a lot of offense. I've seen some explosive passing attacks that have actually led in some nice outright upset victories for some underdog teams that are willing to play a little bit more aggressive and higher variance football. And then I've seen some other teams, like we saw, unfortunately, on display with the Cowboys and the Giants, where we're seeing teams committed to the run on early downs, committed to trying to grind out efficiency, and they're not having nearly as much luck as the teams that are operating in a more analytically correct manner and throwing the football more often.
Warren, that's a great point, and it's something, honestly, that I've talked about on my show for a long time, and it seems like the Patriots were kind of at the forefront of, you know, being willing to go for it on fourth down, throwing 20 passes in a row to start a football game. And then we saw the Super Bowl last year, the Philadelphia Eagles out-Patriots because they go for it on fourth down and run a reverse. They go for it late in the football game to keep the ball away from New England. They win the Super Bowl doing that. And I would think watching that, every NFL team would start getting to the point where they understand that going for it on fourth down, not kicking field goals, taking chances is the way to success in the NFL, is it not?
Well, yes, it's being aggressive when the situation is in your favor. It's not being conservative just for the sake of being conservative. It's playing to win games as opposed to playing not to lose them. And it actually becomes very evident when you start digging into the numbers which teams have that priority and which teams are just trying to get by without losing a game. There's far too many teams in the National Football League that attempt to stick with their own ideology of, this is who we are, let's just go out-execute our opponent, as opposed to those teams who are willing to adapt everything they possibly can on both sides of the football to the weaknesses of their opponent. So it might be a team like the Patriots, you gave an example up at the top, where they go up against a team with a really good run defense. The Patriots might run the first series, they might have a couple of handoffs, and if they see that those handoffs are gaining 1.5 to 2.5 yards per carry, they're just going to abandon the run game more or less and throw, like you mentioned, possibly 20 passes in a row because they know it's in their best interest. Now, would a normal team game plan and strategize heading into that game? Look, we're just going to throw the ball every play. No, they wouldn't. But a smart team would realize if we can't run, we're not going to waste our time running. We're going to quickly adapt our game plan in game and start passing the football. So it is very obvious which teams are trying harder at doing this, and those are the teams that end up having a little bit more success. And unfortunately, the worst teams in the league are those less likely to be aggressive in pursuit of incorporating analytics because those coaches are in win-now modes. They know that if they don't win this year, they might be out the door, and they think that they don't understand analytics enough to really pin their career on using analytics in what could be their last season.
Warren Sharp is with us. It's at Sharp Football. You definitely want to follow and get the insight from Warren Sharp. Great NFL stuff. All right, let me ask you this, Warren. I'm looking at the beginning of the season now, and I'm looking at 7 undefeated teams at the moment, and I think everyone would pretty much agree that the Rams are very good, the Chiefs are very good, and the Jaguars are very good. I don't know if you even need analytics for all of that. Those are obviously 3 very good teams. The other 4 undefeated teams, I'm not really sure about. Maybe none of them are good. I don't know what you think. But between Tampa Bay, Miami, Denver, Cincinnati, Of those four, are any of those teams doing the kind of things that you're talking about analytically that may lead them to more successful seasons as this thing goes along?
Well, the first one that definitely is being a lot more aggressive would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I don't think they're actually incorporating many analytical decisions into their process. I think they've just got an ultra-aggressive game plan. But they certainly are one of the teams that's actually looking to try to throw the football a lot on first downs. And the way that they've been surprising opposing teams is their depth of target on first down. They really are pushing the ball down the field. And this is actually something that the Detroit Lions started doing midway through the season last year, and it really helped explode their passing game, was to not just throw the ball, you know, 6 to 10 yards down the field on first down and try to get a completion. Many teams would rather run the football on first downs in the first quarter, in the first half of games. But what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing is they're actually throwing the ball deeper down the field. They're throwing the ball 20, 25 yards in the air down the field on these first down plays in the first half to start games. And that's really catching some of these opposing teams off guard. The Miami Dolphins they're just playing good all-around football. I don't think that they're doing anything extremely special in terms of their pass rates or anything like that that's helping them win games. If anything, they're a little bit more on the wrong side of the pendulum, which is they're a bit more run-heavy on first downs in the first half of games, whereas the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are about average. Denver is the most interesting team here because they are just so in flux with Case Keenum and what they're going to get out of him on a week-to-week basis. He's played two home games. Now he goes on the road for the first time this year. A big test out in Baltimore. But the interesting thing about Keenum is the offense, and Vance Joseph, he is a very conservative coach. He wants to try to run the ball a lot. And last week in the first half of that game, they went extremely run-heavy in the first half, and it got them nowhere. They had a ton of problems getting any type of productivity out of their first half rushing offense. And that's what Vance Joseph wanted to do because he felt Case Keenum threw a couple picks week one. He wanted to come in with a little bit more of a conservative strategy to start the week two game against the Oakland Raiders. The problem is it completely backfired and did not have any success at all. So what they decided to do in the second half, due to them being down on the scoreboard 12-0, is get more aggressive in the pass game, and they ended up remarkably coming back and winning that game. But if you look at what they did in the first half of that game in week one, where they led 17-10 at halftime, they went 63% pass. In the first half of the last game, they went 63% run. So they tried to run the ball, and it backfired. So I don't think that that's a team that is destined to continue this upward trajectory. I think all the teams you mentioned should have good seasons overall, but not great. Not many of these teams may not even make the postseason, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, things do change. We overreact to what we see for 2 weeks. Warren Sharp is with us, Sharp Football Analytics, following the NFL, giving us some of his insight. Last thing for me, Warren, there is I wish we had a little bit more time, but through 2 weeks, what team is struggling that we shouldn't be worried about, and which teams are struggling that should be really worried?
That's a good question. I think a team that's struggling right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that is a team that I guess we could be worried about because their defense isn't very good. But this offense is inevitably going to get back on track. The week one game against Cleveland, I mean, they were up 21-7 in that game. They let the Browns back in through five turnovers. I mean, a team that commits, I think it was six turnovers, but they lost the turnover battle by five. A team that commits and loses by -5 turnover margin should not even tie the game. They should have gotten their butts kicked in that game. So the fact that they tied shows something about that team. And then, of course, they just got outscored. I mean, you could not even punt the ball against Pat Mahomes in that week two game in Pittsburgh, or you're going to lose because every single time down the field, he's scoring a touchdown. The defense is something that could come along, but I'm not, you know, I'm still, like, the overall ceiling, I don't know how high it is. I think a team that's struggling right now that won't get back on track is the Seattle Seahawks. That's a team that invested in the run game, brought in a run-oriented coordinator in Brian Schottenheimer to try to fix this run game and get back on track. and the run game is not actually what needs fixing the most. It's the pass game. It's the defense. And, of course, they're not having a lot of success running because rushing is difficult with an offensive line like they've got. But you're not going to fix that by spending a first-round pick on a first-round draft pick on a rookie running back, which they did. And now Pete Carroll's coming out today and saying that we need to run the ball better. We need to run the ball more often, which is completely not the correct strategy. So I think that's a team at 0-2 is on the bad side and not going to get back on track this year.
Warren, very interesting stuff. I hope we're able to catch up with you as the season goes along and check in from time to time. I will continue the follow on Twitter and check out at Sharp Football. Good stuff, entertaining stuff, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.